You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The school board of East Ramapo, which covers a few small towns in Rockland County, that's about an hour northwest of New York City, has long been the center of political controversy. For 15 years, the school board has been dominated by Orthodox Jewish members whose children attend private yeshivas. Meanwhile, it has steadily cut funding to local public schools, which are mostly composed of Black and Latino students, while increasing funding to private schools. In 2017, the New York Civil Liberties Union and the local chapter of the NAACP sued the county in federal court. And this morning, a judge ruled that the district must change how the school board is elected. Joining us now to discuss the ruling is Journal News investigative reporter Thomas Zambito. Tom, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me on.
For starters, let's talk about the federal lawsuit. What was the NAACP and the New York Civil Liberties Union saying in their complaint? What were the issues outlined there about how the board is elected, and what did the judge decide?
So it was a Voting Rights Act challenge, and basically said that over the past decade or so, Black and Latino voters have been disenfranchised. So today, Judge Kathy Seibel sided with the NAACP and said that the district must revert to a ward-based or neighborhood-based system, which would increase the minority influence in voting in the district.
Meaning that the school board has to reflect the neighborhoods in the district. It can't be disproportionately focused on one neighborhood or a few neighborhoods.
That's correct. With the at-large voting method that's currently in place, all voters in the district would be allowed to vote for all candidates. Under the ward-based system, for argument's sake, there could be four majority-minority neighborhoods, and that would increase the number of minorities on the board. Currently, the makeup is six white members and three Black.
Mm. So one thing I found fascinating, it's a voting rights dispute, not a school segregation dispute. Say a little bit about that.
Well, the two issues are really intertwined, right? I mean, this certainly is a voting rights issue where it deals with the nuts and bolts of creating a district that enfranchises minority voters. But the subtext here is a lot of the frustrations of minorities in that district that have been building for decades. Graduation rates have plummeted. School district budgets have more and more money has gone to transporting private school students to yeshivas while teachers were laid off. Music programs were cut. Honors courses were cut. So there's a lot of pent-up frustration that sort of was brought into this case.
Was the judge able to lean on any evidence in her opinion in this case?
Well, one thing that the judge brought out was a number of private conversations between school board members on Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. There was disparaging conversations about the public school community and how they had been disempowered. Then the judge certainly cited them in her ruling.
And New York State repeatedly stepped in to try to address the situation. There have been several monitors appointed to oversee this school board. Why did it take a federal lawsuit to try to crack this problem? And why didn't the monitors' actions work? Why did they fail, or why didn't they take root?
Right. Well, there's been a lot of back and forth between what the monitors have suggested and what the school board has actually done in the budget. So in certain subgroups, they are improving. The graduation rate for Black students has improved. And a lot of those cutbacks that occurred in 2008 have been restored. But NAACP, NYCLU, says, you know, more needs to be done.
The judge ruled that the county has to change the way in which it elects the board before the next election, which was supposed to happen on June 9th. So, Tom, what's going to happen, especially in the middle of a pandemic?
That's an excellent question. The judge gave the district 30 days to come up with a plan that would go to a ward-based system. Obviously, that would bring us past June 9th, right? So it's unclear if that election will be held on June 9th or whether they'll be forced to have a special election once the ward-based system is created. And then again, there could be an appeal. It's really, we haven't heard back from the district today, so we're not sure if they intend to appeal or not. I would anticipate that there likely would be an appeal. This has been in litigation over several years. Several million dollars have been expended in defense of this lawsuit. But again, haven't heard back from the district yet, and we're not sure what they're going to do.
Thomas Zambito is an investigative reporter for the Journal News. Thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you.